Blog Talk Radio. The Great Zach Take Show. Everything you were never taught about love, life, sex, relationships, politics, race, the government, and more. The Great Zach Take's real life, real talk, and unapologetic style of delivery will make you beg for more. He is the truth and the life. And now, The Great Zach Take Show on Real Life Real Faith Network at blogtalkradio.com.
Brothers and sisters, brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to.
Yes, the rhythm's a rebel. Without a pause, I'm lowering my level.
It is Wednesday night, Blog Talk Radio, Facebook Live, Instagram Live, and, of course, Periscope app live. So, it is the Great Zach Take Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. It is Wednesday night. You could have been anywhere with anybody at any time, but you choose to be here with me. Lee Crimmins, what's up? Peace, fam. How y'all doing? So, in case you are new to the show, the way that it works is that we are doing Instagram Live, Facebook Live, Periscope Live, and blogtalkradio.com, www.thegreatzachtateshow.com, all at the same time. Unlike the usual podcast, we are live from four different platforms at the same exact time. I shout out all the peoples that come in while sticking to the topic, while keeping up with your questions, and trying to formulate and provide some form of edutainment. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Like I said, you can be anywhere, anytime, with anyone, but you're choosing to spend your hour with me. It's greatly appreciated. Tonight's topic is Christians. A message to the Christians, a message to the church. Are you sure you know what you believe? Well, before we go, without further ado, we do not start any show without our opening right, so allow me to begin that. Let us come to terms with life. Our life is in a human struggle. The struggle is painful and deep. The struggle holds death and life. Out of the struggle of the now, we will create the human world of the future. The past is approved, the present is received, and the future is open. Peace to all the family. Peace to my beloveds. Thank y'all all for tuning in. Over on Instagram, live, I got my brother Leonard Watson, Young Thug, my man. And I ain't going to call him a thug, but that's the young brother. Over on Periscope, I don't see no hearts. I don't see no love. I don't know what's going there. I think the air traffic controller is on Facebook Live. My big boy, Georgie King, you know, Malik, is in the house. And we're covering the show today on Christianity. But before we get into the topic, in the event that you want to support the Imprint Mass Media and the Great Zach Take Show, please keep in mind that we have several books that are being launched almost on a monthly basis. Go to Amazon.com, anything with the Great Zach Take name. I am begging you to download, read. Even if you ain't going to read it, just download it. It's like $2.99. To show some support so we can get some greater equipment. The greater equipment we get is the more we have the ability to provide better programming, better guests, and reach our goal of taking this thing to film. Imprint Mass Media is a company designed to change the world through entertainment. We are trying our best. We are striving. We are no longer trying. We are now striving to reach the minds of the youth, provide them quality content while educating them and giving them messages that will make it last for a lifetime. So join us, $1, $2. If or any event that GoFundMe is easier for you, then go to GoFundMe.com. The name of our campaign is Go Zach Go. $1, $2 is all appreciated, all helps. As you can see, we are slowly progressing to reach our goal and providing a better platform. Now, doing ads, we were charging $50 if you want to do an ad, we'll run your ad for 12 weeks. $50 now. 12 weeks, we'll shout you out every single show. We'll advertise your product or service. If you want to send us an MP3 file where we upload your commercial, we'll do that for 12 weeks. Let the whole world know. Sometimes we reach more than 1,000 people from the show. Sometimes, not all the time. Sometimes you reach more than 1,000 hours worldwide, especially on Periscope. Shout out to everybody on Periscope app. That's my international, all my brothers, my Saudi Arabian brothers, my Russian brothers, always tuning in on Periscope, shouting me out. So, assalamu alaikum to all my brothers over in the Middle East. And for $50, we will advertise your service. We will shout out your social media handles, your tags, and do our part to help you help us in helping you make the world a better place. So, without further ado, let's start the show. Well, I want to start off with current events, and this is going to piss a lot of people off, especially the women, probably. I am not an advocate of domestic abuse. However, I am an ex-abuser. When I was younger, if you watch the show, you're familiar with this. When I was younger, there was so much out of control inside of me that I tried to control everything outside of me. So I was very abusive to anyone that didn't want to go according to my will or my desires. So although I used to lay hands on men every day, I would take it home to whatever female, and whatever I had this unrealistic view of disrespect, I would, like a coward, use physical acts. I'm not going to make excuses that I was a teenager, I was young. I was just foolish, stupid, and not in control. Didn't understand the level of consequences of what I was doing, and didn't even know how to breathe great life into a relationship. So it caused me to be abusive. Also, I was extremely violent in the lifestyle that I lived at the time. And that violence kind of carries over. Once again, not making an excuse, just owning up to it like a man and not condoning it now. But there was a situation with a rapper named Fabulous. F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S, for those who don't know who Fabulous is. He's probably been on every remix of any major R&B record and made it much better. Fabulous got into a situation with his baby mother, who I understand was on some, Love and Hip Hop for a few seasons. And she, Kimbella, well, no, that might be Jules. But I don't know. I get confused. I don't be watching them show. Whatever the case may be, she's very known on social media. And there was an incident on tape that was circulating. The video was circulating of Fabulous pulling up to his house. For those of us who know, you know, it's in Jersey, Nile Pond, which means it's like a mansion. So he provides his home for the child, the mother of his children, which is normal, which he should do. She is not his wife. They have not gone through a legal procedure that we know, a ceremony that we know. Nevertheless, they got into an incident, and in him being angry and violent, I can't say he's violent, allegedly, was being violent in fear of her life. Oh, it's his wife. Oh, they did get married. I didn't know that. In fear of her life, she calls her father to come to his house to remove the gun. So when he gets there and sees the father, he loses his mind. So there's been much debate about this, and I was listening to Charlamagne's view of it today, and I really like Charlamagne. However, he's not a masculine type of man. He's not an alpha male. He wouldn't be the kind of go-to guy that I would call to represent black men of America or fatherhood or a husband. He's borderline bi-curious, probably is bisexual does not make him not tough. Just does not make him a man, in my opinion. So it's always the weak excuse. But what I find interesting, and I will do another show on domestic abuse. You can go back and play the other show we did on domestic abuse. In my opinion, there has to be some level of consciousness for people. If a man puts you in a, he always make a homosexual joke. Venetia Sutton on Facebook Live is saying she never seen him that way. Hey, Fei-Fei on Instagram Live. Thanks for joining. So, Charlemagne is not the most masculine type of guy. And he always, he's an intellectual bully and he talks down. When it comes to the alpha male, there's always criticism, which is why I have my criticism on it. And he really did a lot of male bashing. And people don't understand that what gets people convicted is the jury. And juries listen to these forms of media. And what you're doing, Charlemagne, is you're affecting and indoctrinating this potential jury for Fabulous, Juice, and tell anybody else. Y'all talk as if there's no criminal process. There's not a judicial process. So the reason I'm bringing this up is because, ladies, there has to be less attitude and more gratitude. I'm not telling anybody condoning physical abuse. But when your man goes all out for you, when your man gives you a life that you have never had before, instead of thinking, I could probably do better, I think there's some way you should be saying to yourself, I am so grateful for what he has done. If you wanted the guns removed, call the owner of the gun to remove them. Remove them yourself, or simply remove you and your children from that house. This man works all year round, providing for you and his children. If there's an issue, you bring it to that man. That man is uncooperative, violent, abusive. Be woman enough, independent enough, to get up and leave the house. Leave the presence of that man. Remove yourself from the presence of that man. Now, of course, I'm going to be attacked. Oh, it's not that I'm condoning his act. No, I'm not condoning his actions because I don't know what his actions were. But when we start running with this narrative that a person that buys you a multi or $1 million or whatever, provides a home for you and his children, and your occupation is pleasing that man and his children. Once again, your occupation is pleasing that man and taking care of your children, which means you ain't got to work because of this man. That don't mean you subject yourself to abuse. That means you respect him enough that when you have an issue, because this ain't your first argument. How you going to be married without an argument? And listen, anybody's married, if anyone is married, with the exception of newlyweds, and y'all don't have heated disagreements, somebody got a major agenda in that marriage. And that major agenda is being met, and they are not there for the sake of putting effort into that marriage. They are there for a meal ticket. They need a place to live, stay, or be provided for. So if this woman, somebody on Facebook Live, Periscope, or Instagram, provide me the name of Fabulous. Y'all watch Love & Hip Hop. What's her name? So I can stop saying this woman. So I don't want to disrespect her either. But my suggestion, ladies, if you and your husband get that much in a heated discussion, then you got to call the police. You don't have to call somebody that you know he does not want in his house. Just leave the house. He was going to call your father. Just go to your father's house. Whether he was going to call to help you, just go to them. I'm in fear. This is what it is. You don't call the police. Let me tell you why you don't call the police. Number one, you always protect the bag. You don't send that man to jail and now your life's going to change. Because now he go to jail, he can't pay those bills, you can't live in that house, you're going to have to get a job. You played yourself. It was just stupid. You don't call the police because they might come and kill that man. This is a black man. It's just reality. It's 2018. Police are trigger happy. They're killing black men. I mean, it's been more than 293 unarmed blacks murdered. I mean, I'm not making this up. So you don't want to call the police on your spouse or your family members because they the police will kill them. So then just remove yourself. Remove yourself. The law is completely on the woman's side for child support, for divorce, for battery, for everything. Just remove yourself. Next on the list, South Africa. The natives have decided that they are tired of being hungry. And there's been some mass murders in South Africa. There's a lot of oppressions of white people. They are asking the white, the Afrikaners, to remove themselves from the farmland and major land in South Africa. This is causing a lot of worldly concern. Gotta watch my words. Oprah's watching. Gotta watch my words. So, with these worldly concerns, what is Zach's view on it? Well, my view is that it's just but so long, you're gonna just keep taking tired continents and people. And you come from Holland and Switzerland and England, and you just decide you're gonna take so much land from so much people, live better than them, and then start oppressing them. It's just a matter of time before they say enough is enough. And you learn who the real minority is real quick. So I don't like discussing race in a way that suggests that I have a problem or that I hate white people. If you know me personally, you know that one of my mothers happened to be a white woman. My brother Eon, live from D.C., joining on IG. I just asked his brother, he looked just like you, down in Florida, was he related to you? And I told him how honorable you are, Eon. Eon, does anybody ever pick up his books, pick them up? I call him the ambassador of the DMV area, Eon, y'all. So, anyway, I don't like people to feel that my views on race. If you want to know my views on race, pick up We the Blacks. We the Blacks is very controversial only because it's explaining the truth about black people and white people and how this commitment to ignorance and race is just the most foolish thing. And if you understand that people benefit economically from racism, then it makes complete sense why somebody will propagate it, why people keep throwing it out in the media. Why? Because people benefit every single time we see ourselves different. However, the facts remain in the South African conflict that these people were robbed of their land, their dignity, and unlike slavery or industrial oppression from many years ago, these blacks or Africans are saying we ain't having it. So, salute. Speaking of saluting, a queen of mine, somebody very dear to me. I've never even met her personally, but I have to hold back tears when I think about her. And that's Winnie Mandela has passed away. And man, I used to believe the hype of Nelson Mandela until I started reading. It's very important that we read because in reading, it stimulates your mind with every single word. It also allows you to conjure up images in your own head of how things together get put together so you never forget the narrative. And I would never forget and maybe a 350-page book, one sentence where it said, Winnie Mandela was the one who wanted the ANC to end apartheid through any means. It is her husband who took the Martin Luther King way and wanted to do things nonviolently, which was not getting them any progress. Tammy Rose, welcome. So, Neri, how you doing? Thanks for joining in on Instagram Live. So, when I read the line about Winnie being the rebel, and when it got to the point where I understand the ANC, so the ANC was just a group of thinkers, and it turned into an army, simply trying to fight back the oppression. God bless you too. That the oppression that Botha and F.W. de Klerk was declaring on just trying to get the niggas in place. And the ANC was like, no, these foreigners are not coming in here and just, how y'all just going to come in our house and tell us what to do in our house? We not have them. And they ended up, you know, incarcerating on Nelson Mandela. And he went down as the leader, which he was, but he went down as like a martyr in a wake. Dibs in the house, thanks for joining. Nelson went to prison, and the narrative that was, it was like he was a freedom fighter, right? That's my same issue with George Jackson. Y'all can kill me on this one too. If y'all don't know who George Jackson is, he made a great book called Blood in My Eye, but where he was not smart was that he was a revolutionary from prison, where he would have did more help being on the outside. Same as Nelson Mandela. Winnie now, while Nelson, Winnie was, listen, snitches, traitors, anybody that was going against the ANC, that's when they started putting car tires around their necks, lighting them on fire. She was making sure justice was issued and making sure that they were weeding out any form of weakness against their cause. It was Winnie who was getting beaten, tased, what we call tasers. They had cow prongs that was electrocuting her. She was getting, they was bringing her in almost on a weekly basis. Then tried to make her seem like she was an informer against her own people. Then started sending back information to Nelson about her sexual activities while he's incarcerated. Man, you got 30 years to do. Take it from an expert about doing a long amount of time. If you're sitting in prison worrying about what your wife is doing, you are insane. You ain't doing enough then. You are doing your time wrong. So I'm sure Nelson didn't care about that. She's a woman. She still got needs. Although that's his wife, she remained her dignity and didn't have it all scandalized in public, if she even did it. So Winnie, the backbone, literally picked the ANC up, put it on her back, giving birth to her children, raising a family while raising an entire nation to end apartheid. And she passed away, so I wanted to give a super salute to one of my queens, a warrior. And it's so necessary for women to have an example of strength. And Winnie was that strength for many people, even for men who have no backbone. Here was a woman who showed us how to do that. So salute to Winnie Mandela. Wish I was able to go to the funeral, but y'all don't give me no donations, so I ain't got no money right now. So YouTube, there was a shooting at YouTube. We did a show on gun violence in America. I predicted on that show that it was not going to stop. It was going to get worse before it got better. I am a member of the NRA. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. And people kill people because of circumstances in our society allow them to know that using guns is an option when they get frustrated. They don't understand conflict resolution. You got it. So, and not understanding how to vent, where to vent, and not understanding how to vent or where to vent, I got it, but I don't have the password. So, they pick up their guns and they use it on people. So what we like, what I would like to do, people ain't saved not even in work. Scratching our head. So no one is safe anywhere. Somebody could pick up a pencil and go on a attack, start stabbing people in the neck, killing them. Knife, people cut on. I'm not even going to mention ways that people could kill a lot of people without using a gun. My point is simply that under this new administration, which is the comedian in chief who I'm getting to next, people get incited real quick. People don't feel like they're being heard. They take matters into their own hands. So Donald Trump this week decides that he's going to man our borders. He's going to be aggressive. And Donald Trump, I did a show on Donald Trump before he got elected. I told y'all on my show, Donald Trump is going to get elected and why it was beneficial for Donald Trump. What people don't like to admit is that the devil exists. People do not, they love to call out to God in times of trouble and forget who's in the trouble. Mr. Nunes, thanks for tuning in. So I'm amazed at people who say, oh, thank you, God, look at God. And then when the evil happens, they're like, look at the devil. They don't get it. What? How are you subscribing to one and not subscribing to the other? And Donald Trump is a devil. And there are five families. I mean, go pick up the Caucasian Handbook. Pick up We the Blacks so you can completely understand better what I am saying to you. There are five families that have more money. When those five families combine all their money, they have more money than everybody else in the world combined. I'm going to say this one more time. These five families, right, their bank accounts, when you put them together, if all our bank accounts, all 5.6 point something billion people, we all put our bank accounts together, we do not have more money than these five families combined. I'm going to let that sit in for a little while. So you're talking about a room full of people. A room. Your bedroom full of people. Your bedroom full of people have enough power, influence, and money that if the rest of the world, all the people combined, say, here's how much money I got all together, do not have more money than all those other people. So, I'm saying that to say, why would they not use all their power to bring a fellow billionaire into the fold? Because he who controls the guns controls the power. If you got some money somewhere and I want it, if I control all the guns, I take it. So, Donald Trump is the devil. And I'm telling you, on April 4th, 2018, I will give anybody $100 that want to bet right now. Donald Trump will get reelected. Donald Trump will be two terms. Unless, let me give my little disclaimer. Unless he is assassinated, becomes ill, or the billionaires get tired of his nonsense and get rid of him. If he don't slow down, because he has with this prostitution allegation, that boy ain't make one tweet. The evidence is so stacked up. They are cleaning up. They are cleaning up so much that that boy, that orange man, did not make one tweet about this prostitution scandal, which means it's true. What is baffling to me, I am amazed. And somebody, come on, somebody on Periscope, educate me. Somebody on Facebook Live, somebody call in 929-477-3213, or somebody on Instagram Live, educate me. 929-477-3213. Call in. Somebody educate me to understand, right? Why are they just trying to discredit someone who has no credibility? I don't understand. If you say Donald Trump raped someone underage, they did. It didn't affect him at all. He has no popularity poll, so don't matter. The opinion poll absolutely doesn't matter. And the reason he's going to get reelected is because he's going to throw blacks and Latinos a bone right when it's time to go towards the election time. How is he going to throw you a bone? He's going to forgive your college loan. He's going to reduce your interest rate. Or he's going to make it easier for you to get a house. Or he's going to come through on health care somehow. And, yeah, he's slick. Right here on Periscope. I got to get your name on Periscope. He's slick. And people have amnesia. People have short-term memory. So they will forgive him. Because he... All right, everybody goes to work for 60 hours a week. You put in to go to work for somebody else for less than $100,000. You slave. No, we slave for somebody else, right? Because this is the road and path we chose, and this is how we're going to pay our bills and have the things we like. Mary said, good hearing you, brother. Got to go. Have a great... Ah, oh, man, you made it. But thank you for all your support all the time. So here it is. Donald Trump will throw a bone and help everybody else out, and it'll be okay. We'll all forget. So that's my prediction. April 4th, 2018, Donald Trump. Christians, do you know what you believe? That is the big question. Do you know what you believe? Yeah, it's the Great Zach Tate Show, Blog Talk Radio Live, Facebook Live, Instagram Live, and Periscope app. That break is over. Now we get down to the topic of tonight's agenda. It is a message to Christians. Do you know what you believe? If you have any issues, feel free to call at 929-477-3213. This production is brought to you by Imprint Mass Media. We are a small publishing company. The dominant factors in media through film, TV, radio, and all forms of broadcasting. We intend on educating the public through edutainment. In the event that you want to support us, feel free to go to our GoFundMe page at GoZachGo, or simply go to Amazon.com and download anything under the Great Zach Tate name or Elisa Gabrielle name. And we will gladly reward you with a book with your donation. What is your donation? Purchase of a book. Might be $1.99 on the download. Might be $15 for a paperback. Might be $9 for a paperback. Amazon.com, Great Zach Tate Show, Elisa Gabrielle. Pick up our new books, Gambling with Hearts, No Arms to Hold Me, Read a Black's Caucasian Handbook, Whipped Cream or Doodle. We're going to do a whole show on that again to help you out, clean the mess out of your life. So, making magic happen. Thank you for joining on Instagram. Tonight, we are discussing, do you know what you believe? So, what brought me to this is that, for those who do not know, I am a stay woke Christian. I've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. I've never been baptized. Will I be baptized? I will not be baptized for the simple fact that when you read the word and you understand the word, I do not need another man to drop me underwater to make me more sanctified. It is my actions. My actions, what is in my heart, and my daily practice of doing what Jesus would do. However, coming from the Father-Sin Nation, the gods and earths, and understanding history, understanding Egyptology, and understand that Africans was worshiping deities before the invention of Jesus Christ, Christianity, or anything else, and knowing that it is Jigo, and knowing that I'm shouting out my brothers on Facebook Live. If you just joined the show, it's Instagram Live, Facebook Live, Periscope, Blog Talk Radio, www.grazactateshow.com. So I like to shout everybody out. Feel free when you come on. So I'm shouting my brother Jigo out. So, that's Chamsky. Yeah, that ain't Jigo, that's Chamsky. So, right now, in being a Christian, what has happened is I had an experience. And in having my experience, I had a direct interaction with this. No doubt in my mind that Jesus is real. However, we get real twisted when it comes to the Bible and interpretations of the Bible and what's going on. And a lot of buffoonery is going on with these Christians running around. And it is apparent to me that nobody's reading the Word, nobody's studying the Word. For instance, first and foremost, Jesus Christ would not have been a Christian today. His biological brother would not be a Christian today. Jesus Christ come from the line of Israelites, Israelites being what people try to today commonly call the Jews. And these Jews that they're talking about are not white, fair-skinned people who walk around with yarmulkes. We're talking about the Israelites coming out of Egypt. Egypt is deep in the deserts of Africa. These are some real dark people at the time. And through that lineage, Jesus Christ was born, according to the story. Based on the Bible, you have two choices. Either it's a great novel and fairy tale that people run around who have never did any research, have never did any courses in theology, never attended seminary. Yes, I'm a seminary graduate. And these people run around yelling Jesus' name and mimicking what their pastors say, without realizing how out of line that their pastors are. So why is this important? Let me tell you why. If your faith is not changing your life for the better, it is time that you evaluate your faith. If your faith is not obvious, it is not obvious to all who come across you, people who are encountering you when they see you, right? Let me give you an example. When you see a Muslim, based on the way they are dressed, based on the way the women cover their greatest possessions, you look and identify and say, they're Muslims. When you see the Jews, so-called Jews of modern era, when they are walking around, based on the way that they are dressed, based on their covenants, based on their practice of the Sabbath, based on them staying together as a community, there is no doubt that they are Jews. When you look at Buddhists, especially the monks, all Buddhists are not monks. They're a little more extreme. It is obvious by the way that they dress, by the way that they look, by the energy that they are giving off, that these are Buddhist monks. If you look at Hindus, when we see Hindus, the Hindis, we see the dots, we see the clothes, we see that the women, okay, check this out. The Buddhists, the women are covered from neck to feet. Hindus, same thing, neck to feet. Muslims, neck to feet. Israelites, Jews, neck to feet. Give me somebody else. I'll even throw in NOI, or offshoot, or cult. Nation of Islam is also offshoot or cult of Islam. Neck to feet. What was my man that Dr. York's people that went to prison? He had a cult. A cult is any group of people that goes just according to the mainstream. So that's when I say cult, I don't mean like, you know, they having sex with children and all that type of stuff. And although some of them do. Mormons covet neck to women, neck to feet. Christians, wear what you want. Come to church with mini skirts on. Can't identify you differently. How do we identify ourselves as different? So what is your religion? Religious preference? I don't really like religion. This is a question on Periscope Live that was given to me. I don't like religion, but if you was listening earlier, based on my personal experience, I have to accept Jesus Christ. The name and the power of the name Jesus has worked out some wondrous things that I would not be alive if not for that name. However, the religiosity of it is when men get involved. Religion is control, is created to control the action of the masses and men. Historically, the Romans and Greeks had the finances based on them stealing the wealth of Africa, and they dictated to men. When King James and them got involved, roughly around the 1600s, and they started rewriting. She said, clothes don't make you a sincere Christian. I totally agree. However, my point, and I don't want to take it out of context, my point was simply this. In these other cultures, in these other religions, there is more of a cultural aspect where we can identify that person's faith base just by the way that they are dressed. Often, the way you are dressed dictates your attitude. Your attitude is also comprised of your mental state. If you are dressing for your faith and constantly in reminder of your faith and put your faith first, generally it will dictate what comes out your mouth and how you act. And she said they can still be living a lie. Of course. I mean, let's talk about living a lie. What is the greatest example of religiosity and living a lie? Catholic priests raping boys. Anybody want to argue with that? Anybody got any issues with that? 929-477-3213. Let me see if my switchboard is working and my telephone is finally working. 929-477-3213. Anybody want to see talk about people who are dressed a certain way and are liars? Catholic priest was raping boys. Perfect example. Man looks on the outward appear, sorry, you fade away. If you don't mind repeating that, resending that message so I could shout it out. So, yes, I think what you were saying, I don't like misquoting anyone, is that man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the inside of your heart. Well, here's the thing about God using the inside of your heart. The thing about God looking into your heart. Gig, what's up, brother? Thanks for joining. The thing about God looking inside your heart is, so what? God looks inside my heart, but it ain't going to stop me from picking up an AK and shooting up a thing. Okay, perfect example of God looking inside your heart, dressing and saying that you are one thing and doing the opposite. The Ku Klux Klan killed in the name of Jesus. The U.S. Army has a pastor that comes in, no, correction. They have a Roman Catholic priest that comes in and prays to soldiers and blesses their weapons. The U.S. military has someone sprinkle holy water on all the bombs before they drop it. So what are we talking about? We can argue this all day. Hence the reason why in print mass media always discuss the issues that they tell us that we should not discuss. Don't discuss religion, sex, or politics, and we're going to do it every single time. Because in order for us to affect some type of change, we need to put the bullshit on the table and call bullshit when we see it. And I'm telling you, as a Christian, that a lot of these Christian pastors, a lot of these bishops and mighty mega church owners is full of shit. And I'm telling you, Cousin Lisa, now I got to watch my language. My cousin's on, so I got to watch my language. So a lot of pastors, a lot of Christians, we are not holding each other accountable. We do not have a council. We do not have any kind of judiciary process where individuals are not living according to the law of the word. Individuals such as myself, we get to one foot in and one foot out and pray to Jesus and then be accepted. We really need to understand what we believe. We need to understand, do you believe in hell? I don't believe in hell. Why am I a Christian? Because I had an experience with Jesus. Why don't I believe in the Bible? Because I think a lot of it is like a novel. I'm a writer. I publish something. 100 years from now, people run with it. Buddha, give me his name. Christiana. Man, I can't believe I'm forgetting. However, he wasn't a Buddhist. He was not a Buddhist. Jesus wasn't a Christian. Jesus repeatedly through the New Testament always talks about his Father. There is no Trinity. Read the word. There is no Trinity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit all occupying the same thing at the same time. No, y'all got it twisted. Y'all not reading the word right. Your interpretation is wrong. God was never a man. God made a man. But we run with it because it fits the narrative. It fits the cartoons. It fits the novels. So my question tonight to Christians, James Lassen, thanks for tuning in, is can people identify you as a Christian when they see you? Do you know what you believe? 929-477-3213. Call in. 929-477-3213. Blog Talk Radio Live. If you have any issues, 929-477-3213. www.thegreatzactateshow.com. So if you understand what you believe, this is what you believe. You're celebrating Christmas with Santa Claus. Foul blot. If you're a Christian and don't know what foul blot is, you need to do some reading. Study the word. Study the word before you're running around reciting your bishop, your pastor, or anybody else. Hey, what's going on, Mickey Allen? So, stop. It's 2018. Where is Christianity on the front of social issues? Can somebody give me a pastor or a bishop who has come out on the amount of unarmed black men who has been gunned down? Jesus was a rebel. Jesus was a gangster. Jesus was a revolutionary. Why was he a gangster? They carry weapons. He had a crew. He had a gang. They carry weapons. He had an agenda, and he had bylaws that he lived by and was going against the status quo. Big sis in the house. You sound like you don't have a pastor. No, I actually don't have a pastor. I stopped going to, what's this guy named? Fernandez. He got a big church. He asked for money 5 times in one sermon. Come on, you're killing me, man. You're talking about money more than you're talking about the word. And the reason why on Periscope, I'm going to be absolutely honest with you. The reason why I don't have a pastor is because when I was 11 years old, I received a message. I used to grow up in a church. I used to do errands in the church every Sunday, right? Put the candles out, carry the cross up, all this stuff, right? And no, I'm not angry at all. Angry rests in the bosom of fools. That's from the Bible. So in being a young kid involved in the church, I received a message. You can call it cosmic message, whatever, that my purpose on this world was to preach. And I fight it every chance I get. So, no, I don't have a pastor because most of these pastors, when I watch them, they're not doing it right. But I'm not done with sinning. So instead of being a hypocrite like your bishops and your pastors and your, you know, the Cliff Lows and the, or what's my man that wouldn't open the door to the people in the heart, Joel Osteen's and all, being like them, hellfire. I believe that heaven, hell is a state of mind, and that when you die, your body will transcend and break down, but your spirit is here forever. Mind you, the increase of knowledge and wisdom changes perception. And tomorrow, I may wake up and say everything I said today was wrong. Hell is real. Heaven is real. But today, we got to understand how much the elite has utilized religion to control the masses. Christians, do you know what you believe? So on Instagram Live, this iPad is about to die. I suggest you go over to Facebook Live, download the Periscope app, or call in at 929-477-3213. I'm about to lose everybody on Instagram Live. I only got about 5% because somebody didn't charge up the iPad. So when we talk about church, the name of my church would be the Church of Real Life. The Church of Real Life will consist of the issues at hand and how does our faith allow us to deal with the issues at hand. My question for Christians is that you make statements, you know, and in my tough times, I hear these same statements for like 25, 30 years. The Lord will provide. The Lord will provide. It kind of suggests you have to do nothing, and God has become a genie. This is something that we have to stop. Our faith should coincide with the word. The word should dictate how we move. And how we move should all be in, it shouldn't be 33,000 different denominations in Christianity, from Jehovah's Witness to Episcopalian to Roman Catholic to Mormons to Jews who love Jesus. These is all cults saying the same thing when there's only one word and one God. Christians, do you know what you believe? Big Sis said, I know that my personal relationship with God has gotten stronger since I left the church. I see that. And then, here's the question. I could never remove myself from my faith, right? But what if Jesus is an adult's imaginary friend? What if we have just made all this up? What if this is a figment of our imagination? Somebody right now is saying, blasphemy, I rebuke him. Because I would say that if somebody was saying that because I have my experience. But how many people are just church going? I asked my evangelist friend who I love dearly this week. I said, tell me, how many churchgoers do you think transferred the sensationalism, the dancing, and the music from the club culture and brought it over to the church? How many adults have transferred their form of entertainment and celebration instead of giving the club their money and getting alcohol to get stimulated? They get stimulated by pastor, give the church their money, and they still get a chance to dress fly. They still get a chance to hang out. They still get a chance to be seen by men and women. They still get a chance to get hooked up. It is atrocious, atrocious how people declare to be saints and sanctified, and their sexual practices have no discipline. You want to do, you want to go to church, you want to serve in the church, and then when you go home, you are violating You want to employ people and take advantage of them. Yeah, bro, I'm going to put you on. You're going to get paid. And you're the only one making the money, but you're not doing it well. But let me teach you how to fish, get your own, build you up, and make as much money as possible, because I'm showing you how great God has been to me. You still doing the underhand. Women serving the church. Dudes is trolling the church for sex. Oh, that little sister so-and-so. Line all right up. Come on, man. Do you know what you believe? Do you even believe? Because what I'm asking, and the point of this show is hopefully I can influence someone to take a look at themselves and even do one or two things. Start getting it better, get right, or stop running your mouth and praising Jesus to the world and trying to condemn the rest of us about our actions when your backyard is not put together right. And then here's the other thing. You never should have to defend your faith, but by God, you should be able to explain it. How is it that you cannot explain? Explain to me why you celebrate Christmas when Jesus was emphatically, by the word, was not born in December. There is no relation between Santa Claus and Jesus Christ. Going to Black Friday and Jesus Christ. Going to put ornaments, the heads from this pagan, where they used to chop off heads and hang them from the tree. You put the little shiny balls on the tree. Oh, I'm in the spirit. Don't take away spirit. You are going to hell if you call yourself a Christian. But you know what you say? Oh, my spirit is good with God. Why? Because they ain't good to see themselves. There is no greater lie in this world than the lie that you tell yourself. The lies that you tell yourself is based, your greatest powers has formed this imagination and created this deception that you tell yourself every day. If you are a Christian, do you know what you believe? That is all I'm asking. Because I'm embarrassed. You know he's not born on Christmas, he celebrates his birth. This is crazy. How you celebrate his birth? I'm born in April. You all the way in September talking about, surprise, what the hell are you talking about? Because everybody else is doing it. You see, the Hindi, they dress in a way. The Jews, they dress in a way. The Muslims, they dress in a way that everybody else ain't doing. People should know you're a Christian from when you walk in the room. People should know by the way you conduct yourself that you serve Jesus. There should not be many denominations. What are you going to do to change? What are you going to do to stop this nonsense? What are you going to do to hold your leaders accountable? My suggestion in Jesus' name is to simply be a Christian. This is Great Zach Tate. I want to thank y'all all for tuning into the show. Fortunately, nobody called in a debate. I must be doing good. So thank y'all all. Thank you for your support. Feel free to pick up our books on Amazon.com. Anything under the Great Zach Tate name or Elisa Gabrielle under Imprint Mass Media. We thank you for your support. Go to our GoFundMe page. Come on, give me $5. Donate, take your Henny and go to church, and don't buy no Henny, and take your Henny, let me say this over, take your Henny money, send it to me, go to church, learn how to get it right. Do not run around professing that you're a Christian if you don't know the word, and if you don't want to live it out. God bless you all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for all the show, for all the support on the show. This is Great Zach Tate signing.
And then 27.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. And this is it. It's over there.
Oh, that's the last one. Awesome. That's this one. So that's 127. 25, and then it's and Instagram is 18. And 40.
But you can audio on that.
The great. You've been listening to The Great Zach Tate Show, a production of Real Life, Real Faith.
I need as a guinea pig to call in.